Om Shanti. As you sit here, I want you to go down memory lane in your Brahmin life and remember a time when you had a special moment with Baba. Emerge that memory and give it life in your conscious mind. A special moment with Baba in your Brahmin life. And relive that moment again. And now, as a detached observer, look at yourself. How have your experiences with Baba transformed you? How have your experiences with Baba transformed you? And appreciate that transformation. And lastly, if you could describe your relationship with Baba metaphorically, i.e. in an image, at this point in time, what would that image look like? If you could describe your relationship with Baba now as a metaphor, an image, what would that image be? What did those three questions do for you? What was happening here as you were reflecting on them? Sorry? Appreciation. Love for Baba. Total love for Baba. Samadhi. Anyone else? Yes. You saw him? You saw Baba as a helper. Could you feel your energies concentrating as you were reflecting on each of the questions in the process? This whole act of choosing to remember our attainments from Baba in the confluence age makes us live our Brahmin lives consciously. And the memories that we choose to live with now, in the confluence age, define the experience of all the births we have around the cycle. So you can sit here and choose to live with all the hardships and the difficulties and the challenges. Well, that's part and parcel of settlement. But if your Brahmin life is a collection of these special moments with Baba, the attainments from Baba, how Baba has transformed you, then everything else doesn't matter. And guess what? Around the cycle, everything else won't matter. Because this one birth is your blueprint for the whole cycle. So your experience in this birth will determine your resilience around the cycle, especially from the copper age onwards. So be careful what you choose to remember. Now, this is all part of a loving dialogue. Because when you're sitting with somebody and you're going down memory lane, I was at hospital yesterday for lunch, and we were going around with Dr. Pratap, going down memory lane with memories of the daddies. And suddenly there was like a joy emerging in the room. And I thought, this is what Brahmin life is about. It's not about problems at every step. Imagine talking to somebody, conversation, dialogue with somebody, and here's God saying, my sweet, sweet child, you are my pure deity idol. You are a reflection of all my qualities. And then the person listening is going, yes, but. Or the person's going, but you know, Baba, I can't really remember you that much. I have a problem. I feel this and this. And Baba says again, my sweet, sweet child, you are my pure diamond. And again, the person on the other side, yes, but. That's not a dialogue. I remember a scene with Daddy Ratan Mihini, and we had a group of young youth coordinators sitting with her. And we asked Daddy to take us into soul consciousness. And she started doing a commentary. And about 10 minutes into the commentary, she stopped and she said to me, ask them how they feel. So I asked them. Many were silent. And then one sister raised her hand and said, Daddy, I come from Australia. That was beautiful. But I come from Australia. And I'm wondering, how am I going to carry this when I go back? Okay. You know what Daddy's response was? She went back into the meditation commentary. And again for another 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, she said again, ask them how they feel. Again that sister, Daddy, that was beautiful, but you haven't answered my question. How am I going to sustain this? Again Daddy's response was silence. She went back to the meditation commentary again. And the third time she came out and asked how she felt, that sister raised her hand. And Daddy said, tell her that if she continues to use her intellect like this, she is not absorbing the attainment she is receiving from Baba now. Does that kind of dialogue sound familiar? We always keep interrupting what Baba wants to give us. as if our intellects and our thought processes are more elevated than God's thought processes. We're very attached to our thought processes. And part of the preparation of genuinely sustaining an open dialogue is you have to disengage from your own thought processes. You have to prepare yourself to relax your mind, relax your state of being, and then open up in connection. And through that connection, you have no idea what Baba wants to give you. You don't even know what you need. Baba knows what you need more than you. So it's only when we truly remain open and connect with Baba, then we can accept a download. So I have no idea, frankly speaking, what this loving dialogue with the Supreme is going to be like. You can't pre-record it in advance and then come and share it. It doesn't work like that. But what we can do together for the next 45 minutes is start by preparing ourselves and then connecting. And then there'll be spaces of silence in between. Of course, I will reveal the thoughts that are being downloaded for me and share that as a commentary. But then there'll be spaces of silence that will allow you to do the same with Baba. Is that okay? Yeah? So no agenda. Baba, but. Baba, I want to be like this. Baba. Baba is mummy and daddy. Mother and father. Baba knows what the child needs. So, let's start the preparation process. So I'm going to ask you to put your books and pens to one side. Switch off your phones, please. And just sit comfortably, but sit up straight. Because it's... Yes, you can make the lights red. There's nobody at the lights. Okay, fine. So we will do it until 12 o'clock traffic control. After that, I'll close with a few minutes in silence. So find your space. Sit up straight. Both feet on the floor. And the aim is to set your body in a way that it doesn't disturb you for the next 45 minutes. So I'm going to ask you to just start. We'll do a little tension releasing exercise. So just tighten all the muscles in your feet and legs. Your thighs, your knees. Tighten all those muscles and relax. And then tighten all the muscles in your stomach and chest. Pull your stomach in and relax. And then tighten all the muscles in your arms and hands. And relax. And then tighten all the muscles in your face, your neck. Pull your ears back. And relax. And now tighten all the muscles in your body all at once. Every single muscle, from feet to legs to thighs to stomach. Chest, arms, just take a couple of deep breaths. And allow any tension in your body to find its way out through your breath. And allow all your energies to become present in this moment now. We sit here together. We are Baba's garden of living flowers. Those roots going deep into the ground. They are roots of gold. That anchor you as a living flower. Those roots of gold go deep into the ground. Through your feet. And you start to experience a stability and groundedness here and now. And then you become aware of your face as the flower itself. And the light that's reflecting from this flower is the light emanating from the diamond inside. And so in this moment now, you are deeply grounded and stable. Consciously light. And in this space of peace and silence, your mind opens. It opens to the source of light that sustains this living diamond. That sustains this living flower. Baba's light. It's a soft light, a cooling light. I belong to Baba. And Baba belongs to me. And as I take Drishti from Baba, the love of the mother and the father penetrates my being. Allow Baba's drishti to reach deep inside the soul. And that loving drishti disengages me from everything else. Nothing else matters anymore. I am free. And my Baba. just allow Baba's drishti to hold you. Allow yourself to become lost in his drishti. As a loving parent, Baba releases me of all the burdens I've carried. I willingly let myself be the child emerges a deep joy inside. Baba, who are you? I want to know you as you are. Moment. Srishti reveals. My original purity. And then Baba's Drishti reveals the Brahmin. A being with an attitude full of good wishes. Benevolent soul, a well-wisher of humanity, reveals the angel. No connection left with this old world. An instrument of Baba's light. And then Baba takes me beyond. I, the bodiless soul, with bodiless Baba. And this bond of love. Bond of the silence of light and might. Generates Sakash. This bond serves the world through light and might. Now take yourself to Madhuban, to the gates of Pandavabhavan. Walk into that courtyard. And Sakar Baba welcomes you with open arms. Says, come, child, come. My sweet, sweet, long-lost child, come. And Baba takes your hand and takes you to the swing. Sits down and makes you sit next to him. And you just gently rock on the swing together. Just me and Baba. Together, the moments of Sangam Yuga are filled with bliss. Om
Thank you, Sister Gopi, for taking us beyond and closer to Baba with that beautiful commentary. I'm sure many of us had very good experience.